Language that would have eliminated the 7% retail sales tax on period products did not survive the end of the legislative session. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the state continues to have one of the highest tax rates on period products in the country.
The language added to a fiscal bill did not make it into the final version of legislation that was sent to the governor. Indiana is one of 21 states that charge taxes on period products. House Speaker Todd Houston says he expects this conversation to continue.
It'll be discussed again as part of a broader discussion next year in the budget. There's obviously a budget impact, and I know other members of our caucus are excited to talk about that.
Some lawmakers have been pushing for this change for nearly a decade, saying period products should be exempt from the retail sales tax, like food, prescriptions, and medical devices. However, legislative efforts have been ineffective so far. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.